Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. Maybe I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
You're putting me in an awkward situation.
be some. That broke shit made me sick, big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga, I was lost in them streets running. And I hit Rodeo just to get stylish, ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga, nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bagged, I'm just gonna keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gonna keep stumping. I'm just gonna keep stumping. Plotting on the come up, we was scheming. Now I hit the stage and they screaming. I was tryna cope through them hard times for them ex bills I was fiendin'. Got a bad bitch, honey skin tone, pretty long hair, she believes. Tryna tell you, girl, I can love you, I'm a cold-hearted little demon. Dysfunction new, I can't show affection, might bug up for no reason. Really, you don't even gotta be here, I done got so used to people leaving. You was riding for me, then you switched up, now it's fuck you and I mean it. Couple situations left me traumatized, now I say less cause I'm speechless. If my brother needed, then I got him and the whole gang know I'm bleeding. Tryna wake up from them nightmares, devil in my ear while I'm dreaming. In my past life, did some bad things, I know karma trying to get even. Trying to get away from all that drama, hopped in the Benz and I'm speeding. Told him I was gonna be something. That broke shit made me sick, big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga, I was lost in them streets running. And I hit Rodeo just to get stylish, ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga, nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bagged, I'm just gon' keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gon' keep stumping. I'm just gon' keep stumping.
Who can try stealing my formula? These niggas corny, these niggas can't come on my corner. I'm the one do what I want them. I made the gas in that bitch every day like a carnival. Bought her a patty for me cause she wanted one. These niggas nothing like me, I ain't one of one. Set the bill at 400, I pay the bun. You ain't daring no one with no gun in this bitch. Everybody go dumb in this bitch, niggas holding they mama. Bitch in the hood like Obama and shit. Presidential team, no telling who win it. Ask around, I bet they tell you we win it. Different foreign cars, ain't none of them rent it. 100 million cash, I'm coming to get it. All in Cali, but my mind in the trenches. I advise the boy to play his position. Run it up and show love to my city. Never leave him, I'm bringing them with me. Keep it glizzy, it's going in with me. I can't let them get me. No type of bullshit, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'ma go hard till I'm 40 or 50. Niggas be talking, but they never do shit. So if it ain't money, I don't
tell
even
tell them I was gonna be something. That broke shit made me sick. Big appetite with a weak stomach. Ain't had nowhere to go, nigga, I was lost in them streets running. And I hit Rodeo just to get stylish, ran through 300. Just happy I did it, nigga, nobody ever gave me none. Flexing so hard, I might pull a muscle, but I just keep stunning. 30 in the mag, you get body bagged, I'm just gonna keep dumping. Police get behind me, I'ma press the gas, I'm just gonna keep stumping. I'm just gonna keep stumping.
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin want some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things.
Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm Drake and Lee. They thought I died. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal niggas. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got rims like Serena. All of my rims, Aquafina. My bitch, Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skull cut, these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
All right, peace to the gods. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me get these lives started real quick. You know how people like to see me on the gram and like to see me on YouTube. I don't even know why. Same information whether I be live or if I'm on the gram. But you know, we got an upcoming webinar in New York. Seminar in New York. Hold on, let me start this live on the gram, and then I'm going to pull it up. Jonah Bay. .com. Peace to the gods, everyone. I hope everyone's doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I know I am, so I hope you are too. Welcome to Consultation Wednesday, where we go in and answer all y'all questions on all these remedies and procedures. Make sure we're doing it right so y'all don't get in no trouble or nothing. You feel me? All right, we got a newbie seminar jumping off for nationality injunction and all that and so much more. I'm going to go through all the stuff y'all need to do in this whole process in this seminar and give y'all some new shit too. It is Saturday, March 5th, 2022. Tickets are $300. It is in Carbon Juice Lounge, 2154 2nd Avenue, New York, New York, 10029. All right, so if y'all want to find out how to buy the tickets and all that, just go to jonahbay.com, and the ticket information is right there on the site, so you can buy them. All right, so now that I got that out of the way, someone, and welcome John P. the Motivator. He's on it the first time, so welcome. I just still don't know how you could get into the chat without knowing the number. The call number is right on the top of the chat. Maybe you seeing a different screen than I see. I don't know, but you had to go to the site. I don't know how you did that, but welcome. I gave you the number anyway. Welcome. Now, someone asked me a question. The first question I got was in the chat. So let me go over that real quick. Would I send the injunction three times to a police officer, just like the sheriff, to sue him in small claims court. Listen, number one, I'm going to tell you, when we were suing cops in small claims court, they shut that down. They stopped that. They ain't going to let you do it there. All right? Secondly, no, if you are dealing and you did your injunction, right, you're supposed to bring in the sheriff and the cop and anyone else that tried to, you know, shit on your rights when you got the injunction done, right? Now, all you would have to do is do a complaint, which would be your injunction, do a complaint under, what's the lawsuit that I want you to do? It's skipping my mind. It's up under deprivation of rights. It's called the 1983 suit, right? 1983 suit. And pull that up. Google 1983 suit, and you're going to see what it entails and how to do it. Now, if you want to see a perfect 1983 suit, I suggest you Google Charlie Sprinkle. Charlie Sprinkle. Now, and if you were already in the archives, you would find, I did a whole thing on Charlie Sprinkle. I know one of the seminars or webinars I'm going to have this summer is going to be on a 1983 suit. Y'all keep on wanting to sue every fucking body. But you know, though, half the time y'all want to sue, y'all were in the wrong. Y'all don't understand your rights. And you can't protect yourself unless you know your rights and how to defend it. They say if a maxim of law is if you don't know how to defend your right, you don't have it, right? Now, the name that shall not be mentioned, Baltimore, for all the old people, they know who I'm talking about when I say that. This motherfucker said the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. I didn't hear it personally, but someone who was on the show heard it, and they got a consultation with me. And this motherfucker seemed to think the Constitution isn't to protect you. He thinks the Constitution is to protect the trustees, aka presidents, all that type stuff, right? Now, it is true that it don't protect you if you're in the jurisdiction of being a U.S. citizen. If you're a U.S. citizen, it does not protect you, right? Now, this is the shit he said. Let me read the United States Constitution, the opening part to it. We the people of the United States. He seems to think we the people of the United States is the people in the government. Right? That's what he believes. I'm going to break this shit down for you just a little bit. I'm going to go into it more heavy Monday. That's going to be my show Monday. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide the common defense, promote general welfare, and secure the blessing liberties of ourselves and our prosperity. He could kind of say ourselves and prosperity just meant them. But we the people, what does that mean? And then it says, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. All right? Now, see, what existed before the United States? Wasn't it the so-called 13 states, 13 colonies, whatever you want to call it, right? Depends on what time in the past you're talking about. At first, they were 13 colonies, and then it switched over to 13 states, right? And they came together and made the Constitution of the United States of America, right? Now, when you go into one of these 13 states, like Georgia, it says, Bill of Rights, preamble, to perpetuate the principles of a free government. Perpetuate the principles of a free government. Ensure justice to all. Did it say just the government? It said to all. Preserve peace, promote the interests of happiness of the citizens. So this was created to preserve the happiness, peace, and all of that of the citizens. So the state constitution was made for the citizens, y'all. Huh? So therefore, when they was talking, and I'm going to show you, this one says the people too, but it explains who the people are. Now, the citizens created the Constitution. Well, the Bill of Rights. They did do the Bill of Rights to protect their liberties, right? Then it says to transmit prosperity, enjoyment, and liberty, we, the people of Georgia. It told you straight up, it's the people of Georgia, not the government. Relying upon the protection and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish this Constitution. See, motherfuckers don't know how to read and comprehend shit. But then let's go on paragraph one. I want to show you a little more. I'm just glossing over it right now. All the government of right, now they're talking about the government, right, originates with the people. So the people ain't the government. Right here, it says it in the first sentence. The government was established and ordained by the people, which in here, it also called them citizens. Stop the bullshit, man. You're under mind control if you believe the government ordained and created itself. It's some bullshit. Stop leading the people astray with your bullshit, nigga. Name that should not be mentioned. Motherfucker, look up a dictionary. Read, motherfucker. All right? Now, this is what's going to really put it in perspective. Public officers are the trustees and servants of the people. And at all times amendable to them. So the people control the public trustees, a.k.a. the people that's governors, cops, all that shit is trustees. They're controlled by the people. That's why I showed y'all how to do the injunction. It's controlled by the people. But you got to know you the people. This motherfucker wants you to believe that the governor and the senators and all that is the people. Read, motherfuckers, read. That's all I'm going to go into on that today. That shit just burnt my ass. The motherfucking here. See, so then whatever you were on the state level moved to the federal level. When it says we, the people of the United States, they're talking about all the different people in the several states or the 13 states back then was the people. But these motherfuckers try to play mind games and change it up on y'all. I ain't gonna let that happen. You feel me? I'm not gonna let that happen. All right, so now, I think I gave y'all a nice little dissertation right now. Let me open up the call line and see what these questions are. All right, so. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Do you have to have a non-UCC to get a non-citizen passport? Yes and no. Some people have went for those passports as and didn't do that. Some have gotten them. For the most part, you want to establish your status way before you move to get that passport. If you don't, they'll send you a letter stating that you are a U.S. citizen. Now I'm going to caller 602-396. Peace to the God.
Peace, God. Peace, God, man. I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. I'm so happy that Lars summed your money is attracted to me fast and easily. Man, I'm loving that show. And you know, not to bring it up, but you know the name
that show, not be mentioned saying that dumb shit. What
do
you think about that?
Hey, bro, listen, I went back and listened to one of his shows, too. He had a white dude on there talking about the Constitution. But the dude that I looked up, the white dude he was listening to, he racist. He cuz think that free white people is talking about actual white people. Like, you know what I'm saying? He don't think that. So I'm like, dude, do you even know who you listening to? You feel me? You promote this man on your show.
The name that shall not be mentioned has lost his goddamn mind.
Fucking crazy, man. Crazy as hell, man. But yeah, man, shit, I already know how I go, man. Shit, I've been here, man. I'm stuck. I'm down since day one, man. I already know that Jonah Bay shit don't work, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You know what I mean? But, yo, my whole thing is, why the hell you taking shit out of context? And how do you have the context of what's written unless you know what was written before?
So now when I listen to him, it sounds like he's making a lot of money off consultations. And he's making it to where people have to call him, you know. And he breaks shit down a way different way than he preaching. He got to still have a show. He cannot be.
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? He can't.
Bro, bullshit. I know he ain't doing that. He ain't got nothing better to say in a consultation. And you got to understand, Yousef gets to talk that shit and don't have nothing to say in a consultation and make money. He's taking advantage of the people that don't know no better. That's all that is.
I don't see how that shit obviously can't still be working. Like, they should already be knowing, because light should be off already, man.
What you got to realize is you don't know what his pocket is. You don't know how much money he's making. You know what I mean? But let me say this.
People, man.
Let me say this. Doing consultations, it's easy for him to make $50,000 with barely any consultations. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I was saying he promoting them consultations, because everyone, when he have people call in, he give them false information. He'd be like, you got to give me a counsel. You got to get on the line with me cause so I can explain to you how to do it. If you don't do it my way, man, you know, it don't work. Don't blame me. Like, nigga, you just told this nigga something that ain't going to work. So when,
yeah, he's I hear what you're saying. He's pushing that consultation. But I'm guarantee you the information he's giving them in the consultation is still wrong. But if they believe it's right, so be it, man. All I could say is I wanted to clear it up for the newbies, because you know, a lot of newbies listen to my archives and then try to go back and listen to the people I cut off.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't know. They ain't here for a reason. They not here for a reason. If they were doing fucking right, I wouldn't have never cut them off.
Dang. And they were just lacking experience to know how to actually twerk something.
Right.
They could read the law real good, but they just didn't know that inner experience on shit.
No, they don't. I disagree they can read the law good. The reason why, bro, I just took you from U.S. Constitution, broke it down how it wasn't calling you the government. It was only made for the government. Then I went back to the Georgia Constitution, read that, and proved in here it meant the people was the citizenship. And the motherfucking actors are the trustees and servants of the people. And then I took you right back to the U.S. Constitution again and then read it over to make sure you knew what it was saying. They're not reading it correctly, because if they read it correctly, they would think what we think. Yeah. What they're doing is they're listening to anyone say anything instead of reading it themselves and getting that overstanding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then a lot of people just did it.
It's kind of like me and you see an accident, and me and you might agree on what happened in that accident, but the other people who've seen it saying a whole different story.
Yeah, because it depends on how we look at life, too. You know?
Right.
Depends on how we look at life.
Depends on how you look at life. Depends on how you interpret shit that you read. You know what I mean? Like, if what he was trying to say about the Constitution, he even said the state Constitution is we the people. It doesn't say it in the same context, but if it did, do you realize all the remedy I gave y'all over these last years wouldn't have never worked? The injunction couldn't work if it didn't, if it wasn't set up to strangle your government. See, the Constitution is there to stop the government from going past their boundaries. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
they're not using it that way. And see, the name that shall not be mentioned wants to stop people from trying to use it that way, knowing it works, because you know how many times I used it to get his ass out of trouble? Remember, he my student. I'm not his.
Yeah,
that's some bullshit.
I don't think he understood the severity of what you was doing when you was doing it.
Right, it's all good though. To each his own. He only about the money. He ain't really about helping the people. That's what it is. All right, then. Wonderful talking to you. Peace to God. You got another question or anything?
Yeah, I actually do. So, I put in a motion to change judges, and they denied it, bro.
Oh, you ain't going for a motion to change judges. It's called a motion for the judge to be recused. And you recuse them for not being partial, for going against the Constitution and all that, and claim that he's on the take and taking money and all of that.
All right, I'm going to get to the... Yeah, I know what a notice of recusal is. I could do that. I set up a council, so whenever you get me in line, then we'll talk more about it in private. I'll let you get to the next call right now.
All right, peace, God. Right, I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to 619-9946. Peace to the God. Peace. 619-946. Man,
yo, you can hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yo, I was about to say, you must have went to sleep.
Nah, I got this shit on mute, man. Just getting off of this J-O-B. Peace, God. What up, Jonah?
Oh, peace. My brother,
yo,
was
always... Peace, God. Ain't nothing much, man. I'm just tuning in. I haven't tuned in for a little bit. I've been getting so damn busy. But I want to get to it, man. Huh?
I said, welcome back.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. Long time been with this school, man. I got a situation. I got three questions. I'm going to try to run them down. They all kind of run together. I just broke them up. I got stopped while I was, right? I got stopped. Boom, arrested. But everything is in trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in trust, being trusted for 2 years. Bonded out. Now my question is, should I do a responsive pleading or just a cease and desist letter from the trust, and should it be filed in their circuit court or straight in equity?
The car was just in the trust, and
no, not the car. The car was not. The car was not. The vehicle.
The car
was not
in the trust. So when you said everything was in the trust, what you mean?
Well, I mean by like. The straw man, the trust is
registered. You mean your straw man
promises?
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, what documentation did you have when you was pulled over?
nothing. I didn't have my IDP with me. So, but I have DBAs for the spiritual name in this state.
What, I asked you this question specifically. Yeah, what IDP did you give him? You gave him nothing. How do you find who you were?
They actually searched the vehicle because they said we can't find your name, right? I gave them the spiritual
search
name,
the vehicle, and what did they find with your straw man on it?
They found some shit with a straw man, not an ID. They found some paperwork or something.
What's the straw man's name? And they looked it up and seen your face.
Yup, and then boom. So that's that. So then the straw man has a bad driver.
Question. Because that's how they that's how they took jurisdiction.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now to answer your question, you most likely you're gonna have to go do a constitutional challenge. But in the meantime, I'm gonna answer the question that you asked me. You're gonna put a cease and desist stating that the straw man is the straw man has a lien on it of $9 billion that the trust owns, and they're messing with trust property.
And that's filed in the Secretary of State in my state a year and a half ago. On a UCC.
UCC. So I don't care about that UCC. I only care about registered it in the real estate department, your declaration of trust.
Okay, well, to sidebar and answer that real quick for you, Jonah, the way in my state, they have us do it in the probate jurisdiction is how they file it, and they record it there.
Okay, probate now, is the same. It's the same. Okay.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, that's where it's filed at.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do, okay?
Okay, okay. So now let me see if I even need to ask the second part. Okay, now you said do a constitutional challenge. Now would that be coming when I do the affidavits, would that be signed or done by the trustee or in the name of the straw man because the trustee has DBAs or the trust has DBAs? Who would be pretty much signing everything? Would it be cool since you have DBA?
Straw man will be doing a constitutional challenge. The trust will be saying it's the remember the straw man is owned by the trust, but they won't do a joiner.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do a joiner, not in that low court. Now, also, you need to put in the affidavit of the ABA, not wanting to be in an ABA court. And you get that from ABA.com. Why y'all think when I'm talking to you, but I'm not.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I forget. We're in class.
I got to talk to other people who don't know.
You're right. Well,
set up at JonahBay.com where you're saying, I don't want to be in your administrative courts.
Now, to finish off that question, would it be any, you said cease and desist letter, which I already drafted. I don't want to go over it right now, but that would go out first to the court administrator and the clerk of court and
opposing attorney, the judge and all that.
And that would just be styled as a letter with my letterhead from the trust directly to them as a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we could start the straw man part because I know how to rock the straw man.
Don't forget to do what your injunction said. That you got $9,000? Your pay fee schedule is $9,000
an hour? Damn, Jonah. You burned the question out for me. God damn it. Listen, God, I was going to put it in because I was researching the cease and desist letters all week, getting on Scribe, getting different templates, going through them and listening to different people and attorneys. And I was going to put it in the cease and desist letter about the damages and the pay fee schedule.
You want to put
I
it
have
inside,
a lien
you wanted to put it inside the letter of the trust where the trust is saying it's my property.
Okay, the cease and desist letter.
Yeah.
Would that be still the cease and desist letter explaining it? Or
$9 billion lien on the names that are my property, and there will be a charge of $9,000 of lawful money in the United States and up against you and your agencies. All right, so you're going to have to, you know, follow up. That's what your injunction said. So put it in there. You in violation of that. Give me my money.
And I will send that to the sheriff and the clerks and everybody.
All of them, man. All of them. I just told
you
to send it to, man.
I got you. I got you. No, I was just...
Make sure you put your copyright notice in there and all that. You know what I mean?
All right, for sure, God, for sure. Appreciate it, Jonah. Much love, respect, and I'm so happy and thankful that large sums of money, perfect health and safety flow to me quickly and easily, and everybody on the line. God, peace.
Peace, God. Yo, that's crazy. It's three people that just hit me up talking about they got kicked off, had to log out and come back in on the show and all that. They are really shadow banning me and stuff. They don't want y'all to hear this info. Oh, everyone that's on YouTube, if y'all can give me some likes, shit, I don't even give a fuck if you give me a thumb down if you don't like the information, but engage with me so we can reach more people. They really putting a hold on me trying to get this info out to y'all. I much appreciate that. All right, so I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 3235. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, what up? Can you hear me?
Another person who just said they got kicked off too. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, it's all good. Real quick, I have your template for the administrative, right? And so the quick question I have is, it says, notice of special restricted appearance, Jonah John Bay. Then it has in red, USDOT. Then it has a number.
You don't need that. You don't need
okay.
that. Don't even try to get that. You don't need it. DOT number. Don't worry about that. That's for me.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. So I can, I don't have to worry about that. Okay, cool. And then the second question is, I also have your child support template. So I just need to know who exactly do I send that to?
You tell me. Who the fuck you beefing with? You send it to child support. Whoever's a person that's working on your case, send it to their boss, and you send it to the main boss of the whole child support shit in your state.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
don't forget
to give it to the clerk of court either in the opposing attorney. Oh, if you don't know who the opposing attorney is, you put on a copy, opposing attorney copy, and hand it to the clerk. The clerk will make sure he get it.
Got you. And do I have to do the same thing as when we did the injunction three times, or I just got to do this one time?
That's a great question. The child support is meant to be used in court for them, right? But if you ain't got no court case, do it three times with the administration process.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. All right. We straight, man. I appreciate the time, bro.
All right. Peace, God. All right. I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 718-749. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace.
What up?
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Jonah Bay. Peace and blessings to everyone that's listening, and much blessings and prosperity and love come to everyone that's listening.
Thank you, my brother.
This is Don T. We spoke
what up,
a couple
Don
of
T?
Times. You know, did a
yeah.
We did a couple of consultation.
Yeah.
I know you have a few more callers you want to get to, so I'll just get straight to it. I just want to ask you, when I'm doing a 9-8, do I need anything to have prepared before that? Like I was told, I needed an SS4 form before.
Man, I don't know who's telling y'all that's bullshit. A 9-8 number is a SS4. It's just that you call in and they do it for you over the phone. Anytime you get any EIN number, you do what is called a SS4 form, right? So you can do an electronic SS4 form if you're on your computer and getting it on your computer. Or if you're on the phone, then they write it in for you. Or you can mail it in, your SS form, and then get on the phone with them. Now, me, when I was getting my 9-8 numbers, what they were doing was I had to fax it. Once I faxed it, they would go to the fax machine and get it, look at it, and then ask me some questions. You feel me?
Okay. Now, when I called, they told me that they didn't take the calls, that I had to do it. I had to do it online. They sent me to the IRS website.
They might have changed shit up. I don't know about that. Okay. All I know is if you Google IRS manual 21.7.13, that's where I taught y'all how to get the 9-8 number. And the number to call to get that 9-8 number is in this manual. Okay. I can't really talk to you and read where it's at the same time, but it's in the manual. See, you got to understand, everything I taught y'all, I've taught from their laws. I ain't make this shit up. You know what I mean? I straight got it from them. That's why it's been so precise, everything I've taught. So I'm still trying to look for the number for you. Well, I'm on the phone. I think I just passed where the number used to be. It may not be a number there anymore. See, that's why you got to go up on this goddamn manual every so often, see if shit didn't change. You know what I mean?
Got you.
But when I'm not on the phone talking to you, I will look over this another time and see if there's a number.
Okay.
They might have changed. They be changing now, shit. They be listening to me, teach it, so maybe they be trying to change it from y'all. No. The number, it says foreign entities for processing is the Cincinnati. Oh, and the number is, they say fax it, 855-215-1627. That's the fax number. And the call in, you're going to have to use block your number, and the phone number is 267-941-1099. That's the toll-free number. Then you got international fax numbers as well. Those are the numbers. Yeah, you call in. Shit didn't change.
Okay. Do I need to give them my social for that?
Nigga, if you give them a social, you ain't getting no 9-8 number. What's the point of you calling? What do you mean? You're supposed to be trying to be private.
Right, exactly. Okay, you just answered my question. You just answered my next two questions.
All right, peace, God. All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 614-849. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods.
Peace, God.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Not much. I'm going to jump right into it. All right.
Jump on in.
For the trust taxes on the 1041, when you get your information and statements to the CPA,
mm-hmm.
are you giving him the 98 number to do the taxes, or are we using the enterprise number?
I use the enterprise.
Okay, so when the K-1 is done, it's going towards the enterprise.
1041, yeah, when they do it, it's going to be the enterprise. That's what I use.
Okay, great. Next question. I've been looking for this Amjor book, man. Trying to get my hands on it. The Amjor book that you had stated.
Okay, Amjor 2D.
Yeah, I'm having trouble locating, and the price is outrageous. So I was trying to see how you got your hands on it. How much you pay?
I don't know. I've had my shit many fucking years. You know what I mean? So ain't no place to get it. I got mine at a estate sale. I got it when I got my Oxford English Dictionaries volumes, about 50 volumes. And then I also got my Encyclopedia Britannica. See, I got it from a lawyer.
Okay.
But did you look it up and see if you can find a PDF of it?
Yeah, it ain't coming up. I called the law library. Of course, they ain't going to let you check it out unless you got your bar associations. But they will let you come look at it, but they don't be open long enough for a nigga to get his study on.
All you got to do is go in there, look at the book, and then look up injunction. Shouldn't take you no time.
Well, we need all the procedures.
Pictures with the phone and walk the fuck out. I said, take pictures of your phone and walk the fuck out. I know mad people have went online and bought it from what's the name? You can get it from all bookstores online.
Yeah. When I typed it in, they had different series and whatnot, and I seen some starting at 3,000 up to 26,000.
Damn. You sure?
Yeah.
When I did the show, look, right here, they got used American jurisprudence, $16.95 each.
Would you type it in on
one? They got American jurisprudence, $18, $17. You looking for the one that has injunction, so I. You looking for the volume I.
Okay. Write that down. Okay, God, well, yeah, that's all I have. I'm going to do the floor then.
All right, then, peace.
Thanks.
All right. Yo, it's only 4 minutes left in the show, so let's talk about this seminar. We got a newbie seminar. I invite all the old people to come out, too. It's going to be new information on a lot of things. It's going to be in Harlem, Saturday, March 25th. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. But if I'm feeling y'all's energy, I'll keep on going. I ain't got no time. I can talk as long as I want because that's my man Shaka's Juice Lounge. So we got the space. If y'all want tickets, go to jonahbay.com. You'll see the flyer so you could get your tickets. There's two ways you can get your ticket. You can do PayPal or you can Cash App Shack Dogs. All right? But go to jonahbay.com to look at the flyer so that you can see where to get your tickets at. It's going to be, like I said, March 5th, all right? And thanks for tuning in to today's show. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I know I did. So peace out and see y'all Monday. Peace.